Well, at the moment, we have exemptions that apply for religious organisations under the Sex Discrimination Act, which mean that, in effect, a faith-based school can deny employment to a gay teacher or sack a teacher for coming out, and a homeless shelter could deny service to a transgender young person or a gay young person, for instance. And I think that's really fundamentally wrong if we have your access to employment or social services being determined by your sexuality or your gender identity.
And is this applied on a federal level then?
It is, yes.
I understand you're calling on the Labor Party to join you in this commitment. What have they currently committed to?
Well, at the moment, the Labor Party don't seem to have a very clear position on this. When Labor was last in government, they initiated an inquiry into anti-discrimination laws with a view to strengthening those laws. But in the end, they fell short of removing these religious exemptions, and so they backed away from that back in 2013. And the other day, when they announced their plans for an LGBTI commissioner, they said that they would not be looking at these anti-discrimination laws. And I think that's a real mistake. We need to have a commitment from the Labor Party that if they form government, they will remove discrimination against gay and lesbian and transgender people. I think we need to see that happening.
I understand this was one of a suite of LGBTI-focused policies that the Greens launched on IDEHOT, International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. What other plans have you got?
That's right. A broad range of policies that we announced on Idaho Day. Things like obviously supporting marriage equality and continuing to campaign against the plebiscite, but we also want to see the investment in safe schools being quadrupled, so from $2 million annually to $8 million annually, with a view to seeing that program extended out nationally to ensure that all LGBTI young people get the support they need at school. We also want to see access to HIV prevention drug PrEP. At the moment, that's been approved by the TGA, but it should be listed on the PBS, and so we've been advocating for that as well, and that's part of our policy too. But also standing up against things like persecution of gay and lesbian asylum seekers, but also advocating for removal of discrimination at a state level as well. So the policies we announced last week on Tuesday are the most comprehensive suite of policies from any party dealing with discrimination against gay and lesbian and bisexual and transgender and intersex Australians.
How do you think the LNP is going with regards to LGBTI Australians?
Very poorly. I mean, I think when Malcolm Turnbull became Prime Minister, he promised that he would offer a different direction on a lot of issues, and I think there was an expectation that he would show some leadership on the issue of marriage equality, given Tony Abbott had failed to show any leadership on that issue and, in fact, had taken a very divisive and a damaging stance. But unfortunately, what we've seen is this commitment to a $160 million plebiscite, which will subject the LGBTI community to a divisive and hateful fear campaign. And really, Malcolm Turnbull also caving into conservative forces on his backbench over the Safe Schools Coalition program as well. So really, what we're seeing is him throwing the gay and lesbian community under a bus in a desperate effort to appease the conservative forces on his backbench and hold on to his prime ministership. And I think really the gay and lesbian community in this country will be pretty appalled with the Liberal Party under Malcolm Turnbull's leadership.
Thanks for your time today.
Thank you.